This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Online at MorolaLaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
He writes for Brewers.com and MLB.com and covers the Brewers for us here on the Wendy's Big Show. He is Adam McAlvey. He's down in Phoenix, Arizona. We appreciate his time, as always, Adam. First off, Chase Anderson going to be one of the five left out of the Brewers starting rotation, as they announced today. Chacin, Woodruff, Davies, Peralta, and... What am I missing here? Corbin Burns. Goodness gracious. God. No, Chase Anderson.
Absolutely butchered.
Well, that's because he's distracted by college basketball. Yeah. Auburn just barely beat New Mexico State. That's why he's distracted. But Davies is the five in this rotation with Chacin as a one. Were you surprised?
The order is not that relevant. It's partly matchups. They like Davies against the Reds instead of against the Cardinals. And I think that's partly why they did it that way. I think that the news there is, it's going with the kids. And the way Council put it is, it's just time to give starts in the organization's mind to Woodruff Burns and Freddie Peralta. And the effect of that is that Chase Anderson goes to the bullpen to start the season. But I think the idea that they made clear is he's going to start for them this year. Jimmy Nelson is going to start for them this year. Last year they needed 10, 11 if you count the Dan Jennings thing in St. Louis. They needed 10 guys. So, that, you know, Reese has named seven. They're going to need more than those seven probably. And I think that's the way they're looking at it, more kind of as a whole than getting hung up on the first five. But it is notable in that they're going to give these starts to the young kids. And with all the stuff they have going on in their bullpen all of a sudden, getting innings from those guys is going to be really important, because you cannot do games like they did in September and October in April through August. So they're going to need innings from those young guys.
I love it. That's how I wanted the rotation to look, those front four, and then I didn't care who the five was between Davies and Chase Anderson. So I'm happy. What about Corey Knebel? That did not make me happy yesterday.
No.
And then Council made it even worse today with what he had to say.
Yeah, it's bad. The manager doesn't say... it's a cause for concern, unless it's really cause for concern.
And it's an elbow.
And remember when the Brewers got Corey Knebel from the Rangers in the Giovanni Gallardo trade, he had a sprained elbow. He never had surgery, but I remember the first camp, they were real careful with that elbow. He's remained pretty healthy with his arm since then. And the stuff he's had is more leg. And I think there was an oblique in his history, too. But it's very concerning. Dr. Rosh is here today to see if there's an MRI that either has happened or will be happening. And it's just from their early read on the situation, it doesn't sound very good, very promising at all. And, you know, it's coupled with having Jeremy Jeffress out. And, look, they feel like he is on a path. Now, he threw a bullpen today. And it happened when it was closed to us, so we're going to have to get information on that afterwards. But you hope there's no news out of that, which means he just threw his pen, and there's nothing to report, which would be a very good thing. If he gets on a good path, they're thinking mid-April for Jeremy Jeffress. But that's a little red flag, too, because both of those guys carried a heavy load last year. And when the Knebel stuff came out yesterday, I saw some comments like, well, this guy threw 55 innings. Why is he – that's not a heavy load. But think of how he got to that. Total was 5 weeks he missed in April and May when he had the hamstring injury. Then he had the 10-week sort of pseudo demotion at the end of August when he was struggling. And then he came back and pitched a ton. And he pitched 16 games in September, those huge games down the stretch. And then he pitched in 9 of their 10 postseason games. So he carried a load last year, even if the numbers don't add up to, huge alarming innings. And, you know, there can be a price to pay in relievers when guys log a lot of innings last year. The next year, it often takes a toll on them. See Matt Albers, 2018, and look at his year before that. So it's definitely a concerning thing, and they're going to have to rely on the other arms in that pen, including Matt Albers. If I'm a Brewers fan, I'm rooting very hard for Matt Albers. You don't see a lot of that on social media, but if I'm a fan of the team, he's going to be a key guy in the early going.
I think before this year is up, if Knebel's out for the year, even if they sign Kimbrel, I think before the end of the year, Zach Brown's in the back end of this pen at some point. I think that's how this is going to end up being.
And look at the history. Zach Brown is minor league player of the year coming off that year. The last year, that was Corbin Burns. The year before that, it was Brian Woodruff.
Yep.
They won that award. The next year, they wound up pitching out of the Brewers' bullpen.
Yep.
So it is very possible that that's the case. Zach Brown has this kind of bulldog mentality. He could be very good in that role if it comes to that. And look, the other guy is Jimmy Nelson. So I asked Craig Counsell this because people had asked me about the idea of bringing in Jimmy Nelson as like a reliever and a way to kind of limit his innings and ease him back into the big leagues. And Craig Counsell said, no, the plan is start. That's where they feel he's best. But if it comes down to, you know, need and based on where Jimmy Nelson is and his comeback, you know, the idea of letting him go out there and pitch a couple innings at a time doesn't sound like the worst idea to me if that's where the need is. So I think that's something to think about, too. And then the other guy that I would say is Corbin Burns. And the reason you might think about it for that is if your greater need is in the pen and you feel like you have depth in the rotation, if not the big-name guys, Corbin Burns is really, really good for Craig Counsell in those high-leverage, late-inning relief situations in the postseason last year. So he's a guy you know can thrive in that situation. And that's something that I, you know, if I play armchair GM for a second, I would kind of think about a little bit. So, you know, all that's going to depend on how he throws the ball as a starting pitcher to begin the year. But you know, they have some pieces that they can kind of move around, and they've shown a willingness to do that. And they've kind of gotten players to buy into this, you know, I think it was kind of Lee Tunnell who started the phrase, the any guy, any time mentality that they used in the bullpen last year.
Talking baseball with Adam McAlvey a week before spring training. Adam, Ben Gamel goes yard yesterday, and they're still now just a week away from having to make that decision on that final spot for a position player.
Well, I mean, I'd be shocked if that decision isn't made. I think Eric Thames is on the team. You know, it's depth. It's not setting the opening day roster, is not picking the 25 best guys. It's about depth and how your pieces fit together. Everything we've heard is that Thames is in, and that means probably if you're going to carry the extra pitcher, which I think they will, that means you've got Hernan Perez in there, and then I've got Saladino and Spangenberg option to start the year, beginning in the minors. But again, coming up to Milwaukee at some point, playing a role in the big league throughout the season, just not as of opening day. And I've definitely got Gamel on the team. I think you need an extra true outfielder when Ryan Braun has the last couple of years, the way they've gone, or he's going to need days. There are going to be days where his back's bad. There's going to be a DL stint in there somewhere. You kind of have to plan for those things based on the recent seasons. So I think you want an extra true outfielder. And Ben Gamel is the guy that they feel definitely comfortable in the corners and comfortable enough to play him in center field.
Rumors on Dallas and Kimbrel, those guys are still lingering out there. They've moved on. We've heard some pretty – you're my source. I don't care about some of these other sources. they're in heated talks. You know, I put this stuff out there. Where are they at with this kind of rumors?
Well, Kimbrel makes a lot of sense right now. You know, he made sense. You could make an argument for him the way they run their pitching staff before these guys went down. So, you know, it's going to be a matter of his original ask was like six and $120 million, $100 million, whatever it was. I mean, that's not happening. But if it is a Yasmani Grandal situation, a Mike Moustakas situation, and this becomes a one-year, you know, you have a chance to bring a guy in 1 year, maybe 2 years with the second really backloaded, maybe it certainly would make sense, and it also makes a lot more sense in light of the news about Corey Knebel, of why this would come up when it did. So right. I would definitely put it in the realm of possibility, and I would put Kimbrel as way more, having a way higher chance of actually happening than Keuchel.
Talking with Adam McKelvey here on the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM. The Fan. Brewers start to get underway here in just a few minutes in Arizona. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Jimmy Nelson now and where he's on track to be as far as when you think he may eventually make his way back up to the big leagues after starting out in AAA.
Well, I am currently on one of those backfields because he's pitching in a minor league game, so I'm going to check that out. And he's up, you know, around, you know, he's getting into now the four innings, 60 pitches sort of territory. Then you'd go 75, then you'd go 90. And then you're sort of at the level you'd need to be if you want to start a major league game. So you kind of map it out on the calendar. And, you know, potentially if today goes well and the next step goes well, you know, you could see him going to San Antonio. And maybe even after a start, he's theoretically in the mix should you have a need. Now, again, there's ifs all over the place in terms of how he's throwing the ball, how he feels, how he's bouncing back, what the stuff looks like. All those variables they sort of deal with on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, players always talk about the one-day-at-a-time cliche. Jimmy Nelson has really, I mean, he's a guy you can see would buy into that because of the stuff he's gone through over the last year and a half, and he's really sort of thinking in those terms, I think, from outing to outing and almost pitch to pitch. So I think he's got to clear this today. He's getting to the point now where he's getting up and down enough times in these games that you're going to get a really good read on what the stuff looks like, and it's not just, you know, an inning here, two or three innings there. He's now basically, you know, he's really pitching now. So they're going to get a lot more information about what sort of stuff he's bringing. That last outing where he hit 95 was really encouraging. He was totally fired up. And if he has more outings like that, he's going to push to get up to the big league. So again, the way they're looking at their pitching is more of like as a group, as a unit versus, you know, having top guys and then you fill in the last spots behind these top guys. They're more of a, you know, it's depth over star power. They feel like they can cover innings that way, but it's going to require health, and that's why the stuff happening at the back end of the bullpen is concerning right now.
All right, you lead us into our next question, and we're going to do this question next. Jeffries and Knable down. How concerned are you for the month of April?
Well, I think they should be quite concerned because it's a gauntlet coming right out of the gate. It's, you know, lots of St. Louis, lots of L.A., Cubs are in there. I mean, they have a grueling April schedule. And, you know, the saying you can't win the division in April, but you can lose it sort of springs your mind a little bit. If you get off to a bad start and you get buried and injuries kill you and there's setbacks to some of your key guys, you know, it could be a real problem if you don't kind of tread water here in the early going. So, you know, I'm not suggesting that everybody like panic if they drop a couple of series to start the year, but I think there is a sense of urgency to get the season off on a good start because you're playing some critical games that are going to tell you a whole lot about what kind of team you are. The schedule makers did this team really no favors year. And they're going to have to now, I mean, you deal with it. The schedule is the schedule. It's not going to change. The injuries are the injuries. They're not going to change. You kind of have to deal with it as you go and hope that you've built enough depth in your organization heading into this thing that you can cover these difficult times.
Adam, enjoy your last couple of days in Phoenix. Are you going to Montreal with the team and then coming back here to Milwaukee?
I am not. We will have someone there, so we will have coverage from Montreal. There's inevitably going to be a player acquisition. David Stearns has picked up a reliever in the last days of camp 3 straight years. I guarantee you. Well, no, I can't. Nothing. I have a strong suspicion that streak will continue. So we'll have people there, and I'll be writing, and the roster will get set Thursday morning on opening day. So there'll be plenty of stuff on the site, but I will be back home reacclimating to some humidity.
I want to ask you something else. So let's say, worst case scenario, let's say it's Tommy John for Knable, right?
Yeah.
So let's say he's done.
Yep.
What type of pressure does that put on Stearns then and the owner to maybe pay more than they want to pay for Craig Kimbrel if they are in go-for-it-now mode, which is what they've shown to be this offseason?
Well, the way I would put that is Craig Kimbrel's price didn't go down. in the last 24 hours with this Corey Knebel news.
For sure.
You know, it makes the Brewers a prime suitor. And look, Braves fans are just as antsy and clamoring for the Braves to bring
right.
him back because they're in a bad bullpen situation. And, you know, our friends from the Los Angeles Dodgers are here at American Family Fields today. They're dealing with issues in their starting rotation with Bueller and Clayton Kershaw. So, you know, there are many teams right now that have a need for pitching and many fan bases that are kind of freaking out about the health of their club right now. And when you see these big dudes, Kimbrel and Keuchel, still sitting out there in free agency, I don't blame fans for kind of throwing up their hands and saying, let's go get these guys. I mean, they can't hurt you. They can only help you. And when it's not your money to spend, it's,
damn right.
it's very frustrating to see those guys sitting out there. So there's, you know, look, David Stearns is opportunistic. He's going to do things when the deal makes sense. And, again, if you can get a, you know, he got Grandal that way. He got Moustakas that way. If Craig Kimbrel becomes available on a short-term deal like that, you got to at least think about it. You got to, you know, you got to see if you can get that pay, those dollars together.
No doubt. Adam McKelvey, we appreciate the time, man, and enjoy safe travels back home, and we'll see you next week out at opening day.
All right. See you guys.
That's Adam McKelvey joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from Brewers.com, MLB.com, and right here joining us each week on the Wendy's Big Show. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.